Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I got a little something. I know Josh has something. I want to tell you guys about the tarps off trend that's going around right now in Major League Baseball. So if you're going to a Rockies game and you see a bunch of rando dudes up in one section, all with their shirts off.
Wait, what?
Spinning them around in the air, acting loud, goofy, and singing all sorts of stupid songs. It's called the tarps off trend right now.
They're doing this at ball games?
They are. It's multiple stadiums. It started out in St. Louis, and now it's been in Detroit, Tampa Bay, Philly, Seattle, Anaheim, and yes, at Coors Field. All these dudes are getting their drink on, and they're all kind of gathering in one location in the stands, and they all take their shirts off and start swinging their shirts around. I know, you're okay. All happy right now.
Well, that's how you get me to a Rockies game.
There you go.
They should have started this at the beginning of the season. I would have been to every single one.
The MLB is happy about it. They're saying that attendance is actually up at all the stadiums so far this season, averaging roughly 1,000 more fans per game than a year ago, maybe because of this tarps off trend. They say if it continues, baseball could average 30,000 fans per game for the first time since 2016.
It's exciting.
So they are encouraging the shirtless behavior.
I can't wait to go to a game now.
How do we get the ladies to do this?
Well,
dude, be a pervert. Dude, be a pervert.
Anyway, Katie, if you like abs and nipples,
well, I do.
This is for you, girl.
That's right up my alley.
Tarps off trend. What else is going off?
Well, there's a couple things. Yeah. So, yes, the Avs did lose. I know. I understand. But don't worry. There's good news. There's a silver lining.
Okay. Yay.
Cale Makar might be back for the next game tomorrow night. Okay.
That's good news.
He was injured last game. It showed. There was a hole in the defense. It's okay. He might be back. We're hoping and crossing our fingers. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m. On top of that, Aaron Rodgers, the famous Aaron Rodgers for all the women he's dated and everything like that, says, hey, I'm retiring from football.
Yeah.
After this next year. Why? Because the Steelers texted him or called him and said, hey, we'll give you $25 million to play. And he goes, all right, you know what? That doesn't sound too bad. I could make it to an extra $25 million this year. He will be back with the Steelers for one more year. And then he says, I'm out. I am done with that. And then to cap it all off, Joey Chestnut is in the news for once that is not in July for his Nathan's hot dog eating contest. He slapped a person in the face.
Oh.
He says it was all in good fun and that he didn't slap him that hard. The police said otherwise. They said, hey, you know what, man? We have it on surveillance video. We see you slapping him. And he goes, you slapped him really hard. And then he looked at the video and goes, yeah, you know what? That wasn't all in good fun. I'm very sorry.
I actually did slap that
guy. He issued an apology. He said, I have to pay $189 and serve 190 days in jail. But they said, no, you don't have to serve the 190 days in jail. Just go and do your thing. You're fine. So he apologized and paid the fine. That's your sports minute there.
Why do I feel like you need to take a splash of Gatorade right now? Josh is worn out over there. Hey, the Avs lost last night. Bad news. Good news, they get to try again. Here's some headlines floating around this morning. Here's the world's fastest mile-high hype. The oldest continuously operating Red Lobster location in Tallahassee, Florida, is closing on Saturday. It's been open since the 70s.
Aww.
The 13th Annual Avocado Festival in Mexico just witnessed a Guinness World Record, a 15,000-pound serving of guacamole. People are mad at Jessica Simpson right now because she was on a flight to Hawaii. And she and her mom were up in first class, and the children were back in coach.
What?
I know, and people are mad at her for this. Now, she threw the blame onto her mother, saying, Mom bought the tickets. The trip was her treat. I don't know what to tell you guys. She did say, though, she's like, if I had bought the tickets, the kids would have been in first class with me. So she threw it on her mom.
I'm sure the kids like not being by their parents, right?
Everybody
was happy.
You can jack around in the back there. Yeah. You could eat a whole bag of Sour Patch Kids.
Yes.
Your mom's not going to tell you to stop. I got one final thing for you. Heritage Auctions, up for grabs. Matthew Perry's estate items. 130 different items up for sale, including his wallet containing an American Express card and his AAA card. There's a few pieces from the Friends set. There's a Banksy painting, The Girl with the Balloon, estimated at $800,000. A few SAG awards up for grabs. And how about this? A photo album from Jennifer Aniston that she created for the show's wrap-up. And it's a bunch of candid photos from the cast. some private dinner photos, and some quotes in there. Handwritten stuff.
That's up for sale?
Jennifer Aniston, yeah.
Stick with them.
It's about $5,000 right now if you'd like the photo album, which is, I think, fairly affordable for somebody who loves Friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, the bids are going on right now. I think it wraps up June 5th, something like that, finalizes.
So. I still miss that guy. You know?
I know. Sad. Funny
so
guy.
Sad.
What's
so
local
sad.
Stuff?
Okay, well, Colorado's favorite funny guys, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, they were on Jimmy Kimmel this week. And so, of course, they got off on the topic of saving Casa Bonita.
I'd love to play it for you, but my computer's frozen again.
Oh,
so.
Well, aww. They just talked about how it was a really dumb idea for them to undertake that entire remake of that restaurant. Like, it initially, they thought it was going to cost them like $7 million to finish it and restore it and everything. And when they were all said and done, $50 million later,
they did not know what they were getting into.
Absolutely.
Was there not a walkthrough beforehand?
Well, I'm sure there were, but when they started taking down those walls and looking under all those restaurants, like quality hoods and stuff in the kitchen, they
is that what it was? The restaurant quality hoods?
Well, you know, like the overhead hoods and the grills and stuff. If you've ever worked in a restaurant, that's one of the dirtiest parts of it. I know you're laughing, but that's a big part of it.
They weren't worried about the lead pipes or asbestos. They were like,
oh, I'm sure all of it.
This is not a restaurant quality hood right here.
You know what?
There goes another million.
All of that had to come into play, but they... They were very excited that they could keep one of Colorado's most iconic, treasured restaurants around. They were like, you know, I don't know if we would do it again, knowing what we know now, but
especially
we're glad.
Those restaurant quality hoods.
You know?
We had no idea the
They're
cost
spendy.
Of those.
They're so spendy, but okay.
You're funny.
But it's true. Okay.
That's funny that you jumped to that as their biggest concern. Not that the pipes were completely full of grease.
I worked in a restaurant for a long time, and I know how dirty those hoods get.
This exhaust system, it is not up to code. Write me a check for $50 million.
$50 million
later. I don't even know why I'm talking like this. That's the foreman on the job. Listen, Matt, Trey, whatever your names are, it's going to be about $50 million. These restaurant quality vents.
Do you want to
the
talk
hoods.
About the oatmeal cream pie band aid?
No, I'm sorry, we're out of time.
That's all good. You know what? South Park wrapping it up for your Mile High.
That's all you get with JKJ. Here it makes.